you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, oh, back to the Texas, back to Santaco. This was trending, obviously, a couple of weeks ago when there was an incident. Ekasilam ePimville, because I'm from Pimville, there by Maponya Mall, when an e-hailing car was torched and the driver was killed. Yeah, such a long story. And now, and I was saying to Khomuda, you know, people are going to have discussions. And after a few days, they'll be saying, oh, no, everything is hunky-dory. There's peace. But will the peace last is the question. And back from a vacation, not holiday, or not from leave.
Not from leave, yeah.
To show us the light as far as this Santaco and city of Kurileni is concerned. Hey, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good to be back. And yes, it feels like a moment of deja vu, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. When we speak about disputes involving the taxi industry, because it's almost as if it's the same script with just different players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this time, it's the city of Kurileni in the mix. And you're right, whilst I was away, there was another strike that took place.
Yep.
And we're told there was some kind of behind closed doors discussions that took place. And now there's suddenly an agreement and the taxis are meant to be back on the roads. I use that term very advisedly because we're still getting kind of dribs and drabs of reports of people still being stranded, actually, even though this supposed meeting has taken place. So we decided to ring up the Ekurhuleni Regional Secretary for Santaco, that's William Nisi, who joins us now via our telephone line to get a bit of clarity at the very least about where we are. And Zweli is having another conversation, it seems. William Nisi, so born. You're live on Drive 959.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
And, you know, I'm hoping Gutivele will be able to get clarity out to the commuters at the very least. Can we just start by understanding what happened in those negotiations you had with the MEC for transport? We understand, Guti, there were some kind of terms to the agreement that you reached. Are you at liberty to tell us what those terms are?
Yeah, we engaged the MEC last week, Friday, the 29th of August, where we reached an agreement that we will resume our operations. However, we will then create a platform where the taxi industry will be engaging the Department of Transport in relation to the operating licenses that were the problem that created or led to the shutdown.
Right, and maybe let me take a few steps back. Okay. Part of the reason why the strike was started was around the impounding of Amatekisi Sangit. We're told that operators were fined up to 5,000 rand each for having these cars to be released. Is there at least some kind of agreement about how that would be handled? Because my understanding is that the impounding is still continuing.
Yes, the impounding is still continuing. However, we've agreed that if you do have a receipt that you've applied for an operating license, then you'll be spared the arrest. Sorry, man, something is disturbing me. Yeah, sorry. What I was saying is that we've agreed that if you produce a receipt that you've applied for an operating license, then your vehicle won't be impounded. However, if your vehicle is unroadworthy or there's any other issues with your vehicle, obviously the law enforcement will then take its course. So the agreement was that those who have expired operating licenses or receipts showing that they have applied for an operating license, then they won't be any arrest or impoundment of those vehicles.
All right. So to be clear, are you saying that if a vehicle is seen to be unroadworthy, they shouldn't be resistant from your members for that vehicle to be impounded? And you'll forgive my asking this question again, but we've seen in the past, Mr. Mnisi, where, let's face it, some vehicles have been on the road and there have been real questions about whether or not they're safe.
Now, obviously, if a vehicle is unroadworthy, as they call it, moving coffins, that one we don't condone. The law enforcement must take its course. Anything must be done with that car. And we must reiterate this. We're not saying the law enforcement must not do its job. They must do their job. We cannot allow criminality any unroadworthiness. However, the issue is about the impoundment of for operating licenses. Remember, the department has confirmed that they do not have capacity to process these applications. So that is not our problem. That is the department's problem. So we cannot be punished for the department's problems.
I think we would all agree that when you are offering a service like commuting passengers, their safety is paramount. It's something that you guys hold very close to your heart. So now I want to ask you, does Santaco have any processes to ensure or hold owners liable for taxis that are unroadworthy? And I'm not even talking about operating license, because that's obviously, like you said, it's not your problem right now, right? But yes, things like roadworthiness of vehicles, do you guys have a process? Because Santaco is a big organization and it's been running for decades. Surely there should be a process where owners also know that they are accountable to Santaco.
Yes, we do. We do have. We've got two marshals, we've got transport managers that they always check on these vehicles. If your vehicle doesn't have tires, you've got the seats that are broken and all of that, we don't allow those vehicles to get into a stand to load passengers. So, yeah, we do have those measures in place to safeguard our commuters to not be transported on unroadworthy vehicle.
Yeah, and we know, you know, bribery is a very big thing in the country because, I mean, you might find that those marshals also have relationships with the taxi drivers. They probably hang out together, they eat together. Do you think besides the relationship they have, they will be tough enough to penalize those taxi drivers who drive cars that are not roadworthy?
Of course, with associations, we don't condone any unroadworthy vehicle. But as you said, two marshals and drivers, they sometimes have those kind of relations where they can bribe each other. But for us, it's a no-no. And I'm not saying it does happen. I don't know about it. But obviously, it does happen anywhere where people can, you know, have that kind of a relationship.
Yeah.
But as officials, we don't allow that. Hence, I'm saying to you, we do have these people on the road. You've seen the squad cars. There are queue marshals at the ranks. If your car doesn't have the license disc, that car is taken out of the stand immediately. Mm. And the owner will be penalized in the office for allowing that vehicle to operate.
Ms. Mnisi, I would like to for us to go slightly off script. There's been conversation around drivers that have been saying that, you know, intimidation is a big thing when it comes to the taxi industry. There were even rumors, I mean, some of them we know they're lies, but there were even rumors that they get intimidated if there's more than two people in the car. And of course, you know, the incident that happened in Maponya in recent times, where there feels like there is just pure intimidation from taxis who feel like they are entitled to getting passengers and they don't want to share passengers. People can't even ferry their own family. If they're going to pass through a busy taxi area, they are scared that they'll get intimidated and people will actually be taken out of their cars. What do people do? How can people complain? And how are other motorists protected from taxi drivers and taxi owners?
We've got offices where these incidents can be reported. And we must convey this message again. We do not condone any criminality. That kind of a behavior, it's uncalled for. Obviously, there are rotten potatoes. And also, you know, when there's noise, there is that third force that will always want to, you know, tap in and use that space to
send the fire.
To do some, yes, you know. So I cannot say it's our people, hence we do not condone that. Any person is allowed to use his or her vehicles. The e-hailers can use their vehicles. But the problem is one, where the law enforcement, they only focus on the taxes, whereby the Uber drivers, the e-hailers, are allowed to operate. Some of them, they don't have operating licenses. Hence, it was one of the items that we raised with the MEC to say, you do not have any kind of law that governs the e-hailers. It is just now that they've started talking about amending the NLTA. NLTA is the National Land Transport Act, where they're trying to amend it to accommodate e-hailers and Ubers. But currently, there is no law that governs the operation of e-hailing system. So we said, please, MEC and your department, try to resolve these things, because we cannot allow a situation where others are operating willy-nilly without any permits or whatsoever. Whereas on the other side, you are so strict in such a way that you will impound a vehicle and charge 5,000 rand to retrieve that vehicle.
Yeah, you know, we started off by saying, you know, we've seen this so many times, and one can only hope that we don't have a repeat of any of this kind of incident in the near future or ever. But we're going to have to leave it there. Zweli Mnisi is the Ekurhuleni Regional Secretary for the South African National Taxi Council. Thanks very much indeed.
This whole thing of Santaco, honestly, taxi drivers are bullies. Taxi drivers are the biggest bullies, and the country and the government has allowed them to get away with all this thing. How do they allow a man died and nobody said anything? But now, just because Vona, they feel like they've been treated badly, everybody must feel the pinch. Taxi drivers are bullies, and the government needs to do something about them. So he is lying, ngokunye amatexini siphila kabuhlungu shem.
No, lo baba lona mina ngingakhulumi kanje. Akaye dansiwadi ayobona ukuthi imoto zinjani. Imoto zibithile, imoto zidansiwadi. Sikhwelana neyigrebhe. No, man.
Mina ngibone enye ngathi namagwekho.
Do
you know when they say bandit like Beckham?
Yeah.
So I saw one on the freeway. I thought he was going to stop. You know, it was like he was off-ramping on the left. Can't you know? It's continuing. So downstairs here today, when I went to buy food, I saw another one. The leather seat is gone. Kuveli sponge. Speaking of,
there's so many taxis that are out there, and
yeah.
Their conditions are bad, man.
Yeah, very bad.
You know, I'll never speak for taxi owners, because I do think that their standards have been relaxed. But I think they suffer from the same thing that we always say. Our government has got nice policies. There's nobody to enforce them. So if there is a rule that certain taxis that look a certain way or that drive a certain way should not be on the road, then Glenn's question is purely relevant.
Yeah.
Then someone is taking a bribe.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Someone is not enforcing that rule. Because even as he said it, he knows it himself.
Of course.
That he even passed a car.
Yes.
Wow. He knows it. He knows these things.
Yeah, they know.
They know. So clearly rules are not being enforced. And we are made to believe that there's a well-oiled machine here working. Nah, Baba Misrahan.
No, Baba Lokumalaku Unamanga. Natibas Pounder, I'm an e-hailer driver myself. They stop you as long as they see that you've got a double disc that means a side, and they want the permit. And when you tell them, Wuti, there's a story about the permit, but it's spool, yes, they impound you. So the sad thing about us e-hailer drivers is that with a pounder, my poison, so have your keeping money, they say, open the pound the yibo, but tell you, you're not supposed to pick up near the rank, you're not supposed to pick up, and then bafunyama 5,000 or 3,000, but I'm a taxi association, so it's double trouble for us.
These guys, they will deny. There's no way a patroller, akaharasa mpagati, asakrad instruction from above. There is no way. This guy's lying.
Make it make sense.
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.